most lenders are doing right now. They're not going to move rates. Even if the indices are coming down, which they track off of, they're still not going to come down. That's because they're trying to protect themselves. There's just a lot of risk out there. And so if they're putting any new loans out in the market, they want to make sure they're getting adequately paid to cover themselves.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Multifamily Money Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Winslow. And today we got another great Finance Friday episode for you. And for those of our listeners that are new, the way we do this show is every Monday we have Multifamily Mondays. That's where we're talking about all things real estate investing, usually with a multifamily kind of angle to it. Lends to that, but we also bring on other guests in other asset classes. And then every Friday, we talk all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. So we come on, whether it's guests or solo episodes with me, share tips, tricks, strategies to not only get your money working harder for you, but smarter. And today, it's a solo episode. And I want to talk about, should we be buying real estate in the given market, in this current market, given where rates are at, where lender appetite is, should we be buying? Now, the conventional thought is, well, if it makes sense, well, why not? If the deal works with current rates, why wouldn't you? Others might say, well, look at creative finance. Can the seller and will the seller hold the contract at a reasonable rate and the deal works? This is all true. But what I want to talk about today has to do with a recent conversation I had with one of our lenders. You know, I was surprised with what he said. Well, actually, I wasn't surprised with what he said. I was surprised that he actually came out and said it. Usually this is something that you think is going on, but they're never actually going to vocalize it. Well, they actually vocalized it this week. And so what it is I'll read it to you verbatim. I've got the email here. We were looking at deals. And also, I just like to have conversation with lenders, with our lenders, to see where things are in the markets we're in, just so I know where we should be underwriting, or even if it really makes sense to be looking at deals. And mind you, the last deal we did, which was a couple of months ago, we had a rate of 6.25. So that's where we're at the end of the summer. And now we're looking at 7s, 8s. It's a pretty wild market out there. And for those that don't know how they kind of price rates, how regional banks, CMBS, and other lenders price interest rates, traditionally, this is how they price it. And I'm talking about fixed, right? I'm talking about floating. So a fixed, usually we look at fixed 5-year terms, sometimes 7. Depends on the situation. You really want to, I talk about this a lot, you really want to align your debt with your business plan, meaning it's a value add. Are you coming in, putting in a lot of money, putting in a lot of sweat equity, improving the property, improving management? Then you want to refi out. So you don't want to go into a product that's a long term with prepayment penalties, because then you're not going to be able to refi out without being penalized. Or if your business plan is to sell in 5 years and you have a 7-10 year term with prepayment penalties, it's just not aligned, right? That's first and foremost. But how they calculate the rate traditionally in a traditional market, normalized market, whatever you want to consider that, not one like we're in today, is they're going to go based off on an index. So for floating rate, which we're not talking about, but floating rate is used to be LIBOR, now it's SOFR. So they look at the SOFR rate and they add what is called a spread. Generally, a spread can be anywhere from 200, 300 basis points. Really depends on the market, where their risk tolerance is. If it's a strong market, you know that delta, that spread they're going to put is going to be much smaller versus in a market like today. That spread is going to be much higher because they want to get paid for the risk that they feel is in the market. So anyways, the local regional lenders we usually use when we're in our markets, and that's something we've been looking at a lot recently versus bigger CMBS, debt funds. Obviously, there's the agency Freddie and Fannie, and that's a great avenue to do, but it doesn't always align with certain business plans, right? Because they don't finance CapEx. There's defeasance, yield maintenance, which are prepayment penalties, which doesn't always align with your business plan. So today I'm specifically talking about, you know, regional banks, which up until, quite frankly, this week, maybe earlier this month, have been the option in the past few months, at least from our perspective and the deals we're doing. So I had a conversation, right? We, you know, again, 6.25, 2.5 months ago on a deal, and I was quoted 8.5%. And so I'm thinking 8.5%, as I was talking about earlier, guys, they put a spread over that indices. And so for the banks we use, they're using the federal home loan bank rates. So it's from the Bank of Boston. the FHLBB. And so if you're going to do a five-year term, you use the FHLBB five-year. And so what they're going to do is they're going to put whatever that index is at, they're going to put a spread above that. So anywhere from 200, 250 basis points generally is what I see with our regional banks. Could be a little more, but let's just say 200 basis points for easy math. So currently the five-year FHLBB is 4.7%. With a 200 basis point spread, that's 6.7. So 6.7%. But I got quoted 8.5. That's nearly 400 basis points. That's nearly 4% spread. Doesn't make sense. I'm like, what is going on? And these rates have been retreating over the last couple of weeks. Even the 10-year and five-year treasury, which like the agency is closely aligned to, right? Is at 4.45 for the 10-year, 4.428 for the five-year. They were both nearing 5% beginning of this month, end of last month. They've been retreating. And so you would think by what normally happens is that so would the rate that these banks would be presenting to you. You know, we're at 4.7. So shouldn't I be getting a 6.7, maybe 7% rate? No, I got 8.5. Another one, I got a 7.625, well above what the 5 years at. However, my lender, which I give him a lot of credit for actually vocalizing this and being very transparent with me, is that he said, we're at 8.5%. This is just where we are on rates at this moment. I don't expect this to last too long, but that's where it is right now. This is a tough time to price loans, and we are just making a decision to maintain our margins to ensure we can continue to lead profitably in 2024. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I feel most banks, most lenders are doing right now. They're not going to move rates unless it's in an upward direction, but they're definitely not going to move them down. Even if the indices are coming down, which they track off of, they're still not going to come down. That's because they're trying to protect themselves. There's foreclosures happening. There's a lot of stress on banks. Deposits are coming down. Credit card debt is going up. That consumer debt is really huge. Car loans are defaulting. There's just a lot of risk out there. And so if they're putting any new loans out in the market, they want to make sure they're getting adequately paid to cover themselves. And so they can sleep at night, essentially. And that's what's happening. So the point of this show is, should you be buying? In my opinion, if you're using a traditional lender, I do not think you should be buying right now. Because say you do buy right now and you get locked in at 8.5%, deal still works. You've got that for a five-year term, especially if there's a prepayment penalty. You're not getting out of that. Now, a lot of regionals, they'll let you refinance, right? They'll let you refinance with no prepayment penalty within that term because you're keeping it in an institution. However, there will be a fee and you've got to look at the numbers. Does it make sense that fee you're paying? Are you actually, in the long run, going to be paying less when you take into account that fee? And on top of that, you know, how much are you actually saving? Because you could be buying 8.5% right now. And if you had waited 2-3 months, when we get into Q1, we could be down. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but we could at 6.5. Maybe things settle down. The indexes like the FHLBB, they kind of level out a little bit. So lenders are more confident in pricing the rates. And then you just closed on a deal and you're locked in at that number. So that's why I think right now, unless you got a screaming deal in an amazing location, I do not think it's the time to do this. Unless they're going to cut you a break and they're like, no, we can do it for 7%. We can do it for high sixes, right? If they're actually going to do that, then great, right? And another tip too is a lot of these banks will actually lower your rate if you bring in deposits, right? Because especially in a time like now, deposits are important for a bank. When they're really wary about things, they want money on their balance sheet, especially with banking laws. They got to keep so many short-term notes on their balance sheet. And with the uncertainty of the market, rates, appetite in the market, potential bank runs, they really want deposits to balance out that balance sheet. So that is something to note. If you did not know that, you can bring deposits to a bank, whether that's just moving cash or you run your operations through, they will lower your rate. Now, it's not going to be life-changing. I'm not saying you got quoted 8.5% and they're going to drop it to 7. No, but there will be some break. So guys, I just want to get here and share this with you all because I think it's really important. We've been looking at several deals, and so we've been having a lot of conversations with local lenders, and that's just where it's at. They're not going to budge. Now, that's not to say that some won't. Maybe they have an appetite for a certain part of your market, or maybe they feel like they haven't gotten their portion of the pie this year, so they still want to execute stuff before the end of the year, then maybe so. Maybe there's something to be had. But what we've seen, they're just not moving. It's not normal business, let's say. It just is not. But deals, this past week, I've had 3 different deals brought to me off market. So there's definitely people that still want to make moves. maybe the best move is at least to get close to the end of the year before you actually go under contract with anything or go under contract beginning of the next year to hopefully things settle a little bit by then. But everybody, thank you for tuning in. And just a reminder, if you get value from this, please, please share it with those who you think can get value as well. That's how we grow the show. That's how we get in front of more eyes and ears, because that's the whole point, adding value to others so they can achieve their goals and their dreams. And if you haven't done so, please leave the show a rating and review on whatever platform you listen to, because that helps as well. And as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so you can create the life of your dreams. Because after all, personal excellence is what's going to make this world a better place. All right, buddy. Catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.